very habitable man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The Justice Department is considering its next move this morning after a federal judge ordered it to turn over secret grand jury testimony from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation to the House this coming week. The ruling is being seen as a victory for Democrats and potential new fuel for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Ben Tracy is at the White House with the latest. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. This is a big deal for Democrats because in this ruling, the judge says that their impeachment inquiry is lawful, and that severely undercuts the arguments of the White House and the president, who have been calling this illegitimate, a sham, and a witch hunt.
We're being destroyed and humiliated.
At a historically black college in South Carolina Friday, President Trump compared the way minorities experience the criminal justice system with his own impeachment inquiry.
Oh, and I have my own experience. You know that. You see what's going on with the witch hunt. It's a terrible thing that's going on in our country. No crimes there. It's an investigation in search of a crime.
That investigation is moving quickly. Democrats on Friday issued three more subpoenas for administration officials to testify before Congress, including the acting director of the White House Budget Office. And CBS News has learned that attorneys for former National Security Advisor John Bolton are consulting with lawmakers about cooperating.
That's good. So guess what, everybody? Guess what? Happy Friday, you bastards. But guess what? Turns out Bill Barr is a liar. Well, who saw that coming? Everybody saw that coming. Obviously, there's a judge. He was a W-appointed judge, a George W. Bush appointee to the federal court, same court that Amy Berman Jackson, who just sentenced Roger Stone to 3 years, sits on, okay? Same court, same courthouse. And this particular judge, appointed by George W. Bush, is saying, I'll read you, exactly what he said. Quote, in this court's view, Attorney General Barr's representation that the Mueller report would be subject only to those redactions required by law or compelling law enforcement, national security, or personal privacy interests cannot be credited without the court's independent verification in light of Attorney General Barr's conduct and misleading public statements about the findings in the Mueller report. So Mr. Reggie Walton just ruled that he's going to conduct an independent review of the Mueller report, and then he's going to rule on whether or not BuzzFeed, okay, and a group called EPIC, which is the Electronic Privacy Information Center, who sued to get the unredacted, which most people don't even realize we don't even have, the unredacted Mueller report. He's going to review it in camera, meaning in his office, to see if Barr is, hiding the sausage. Because he said that he saw discrepancies between what Barr said in public and the Mueller findings and the thing that was in the report. But it's still partially redacted. He's also considering whether or not to release the grand jury testimony, which we've never heard or seen either, from all of those witnesses that testified in front of the grand jury. And that would include, guess who? Guess who, everybody? Guess. Here's a blast from the past. Don McGahn, former White House counsel, who cooperated with the Mueller investigation and is now claiming he doesn't have to testify in front of Congress. And Bolton is now considering cooperating with the House. So, I mean, I'm looking at this opinion. Let me just read you a couple of quotes from it because this is hair-raising, okay? It's just so amazing to me. You know, you understand that this is like stage four Trumpism, okay? That's where we are. Stage four Trumpism. So the people that are suffering with stage four Trumpism, there is no cure. I'm sorry. Sorry. There just isn't. But here is what he wrote. He wrote, the inconsistencies between Attorney General Barr's statements made at a time when the public did not have access to even the redacted version of the Mueller report to assess the veracity of the statements and portions of the redacted version of the Mueller report that conflict with those statements caused the court to seriously question whether Attorney General Barr made a calculated attempt to influence public discourse about the Mueller report in favor of President Trump, despite findings in the redacted version of the Mueller report to the contrary. And then he goes on and he adds this: the speed by which Attorney General Barr released to the public the summary of the special counsel's principal conclusions, coupled with the fact that Attorney General Barr failed to provide a thorough representation of the findings set forth in the Mueller report, causes the court to question whether Attorney General Barr's intent was to create a one-sided narrative about the Mueller report, a narrative that is clearly, substantively at odds with the redaction, with the redacted version of the Mueller report. And then he says he doesn't know if the Department of Justice itself can be trusted. Can you believe this? Quote, the court has grave concerns about the objectivity of the process that preceded the public release of the redacted version of the Mueller report and its impacts on the department's subsequent justifications that its redactions of the Mueller report. Wait, I forgot. It's my mother. I had to leave my phone on. Sorry, I'll turn it off. The court has grave concerns about the objectivity of the process that preceded the public release of the redacted version of the Mueller report and its impacts on the department's subsequent justifications that its redactions of the Mueller report were authorized under FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act. These circumstances generally, and Attorney General Barr's lack of candor specifically, call into question Attorney General Barr's credibility. I mean, this is a 23-page opinion. And I just read you, conclusions, okay? There's an analysis of why the judge appointed by W, Reggie Walton, has said that, the AG is lying to the American people. The AG has had the intent of, this is a crime, the intent of lying. So my question is, why does Bill Barr still have membership in the bar? Why don't they strip him of his law license? And Attorney General Barr's lack of candor specifically call into question Attorney General Barr's credibility? Here's the translation, everybody, in plain old Brooklyn English. He's a freaking liar. And he had the intent to lie. He had the intent to lie. For the life of me, don't know how this man is not impeached. I don't know how this man is still a member of the bar. I told you the New York City Bar Association was looking into Bill Barr's law license, but to really, really take his law license away, you would have to go to the state, the New York State Bar. And people need to start doing that. People in, who are members of the bar, you need to file complaints with the New York State Bar. You need to file complaints with the DC Bar. Although I know one of the former DC Bar heads, and this guy was I won't say how I know him, because then you could, maybe some people in the know could conclude who I'm talking about, and I don't want that to happen. But one of the formers was just evil, I'll just say. Just seriously, we are in fourth stage Republicanism. We're in fourth stage Trumpism, where the unitary executive theory of American democracy and American the Democratic Republic of America is in serious question because of lunatics like Bill Barr, who had the intent to lie to the American people, did lie to the American people, told you things that ran completely contrary to what was in the Mueller report, and that the court now wants to see if any of the redactions or all of the redactions or some of the redactions that were made by Bill Barr had anything to do with national security or were simply about helping Donald Trump hide the crime.